your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to Alchemy. Excited to be joined with Katie Stem, CEO of Peak Extracts. And Peak Extracts is a three-product line brand distributed throughout Oregon. And their portfolio boasts a really cool, unique line of full-spectrum terpene-rich extracts, handcrafted chocolates infused with strain-specific CO2 extract, and their award-winning topical salve, Rescue Rub. Katie, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, Katie, I love your background. You literally have, I believe I read, over 10 years of laboratory science background. And, would love for you to talk to us a little bit more about, one, your medical background and really how it led to the cannabis space.
Sure. Yeah. I started out doing an apprenticeship when I was 16 with an anatomy lab. I grew up in a college town, and so there weren't a lot of jobs that I could get that weren't involving some sort of college university work, like in a lab or something like that. And so I worked for the anatomy lab dissecting cadavers for the medical school, which was a very interesting first job. And then I did that for a couple of years, and they eventually began paying me. And I learned a ton about physiology and anatomy doing that. And then when I went to college, I continued working in laboratories. And then after college, I went into laboratory science for several years before I went and got my my master's in Chinese medicine.
Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome and very interesting to say the least. I'm curious from your background, at least in the medical world, like how does being a scientist inform your expertise into the cannabis world?
Hugely. I mean, when I look at my resume, there's some weird forks in the road, especially with Chinese medicine. But it's interesting to be in a place now where with this cannabis business, I feel like all of my skills are converging at once. For instance, so my last job in a laboratory was working at Oregon Health Sciences University up on the hill in Portland here. And I was in the neurology department, and we were doing some investigations on natural products and their effects on MS. And so I was doing isolation chemistry and work with isolated compounds like EGCG from green tea. And so that's kind of where I got this background with natural products, and then what happens when you take individual components out of the plant and what happens there. And so what we discovered was EGCG, which is the quote-unquote active ingredient in green tea. There's lots more, but it's the chief antioxidant that they say is responsible for the benefits. And so when you pull it out of the plant, it's very caustic. And in order to get the benefits of that antioxidant, it actually makes the subjects or the rodents or whoever you're using very sick in order to get the active dose. And so that got me thinking, okay, so this plant is buffered. It has other constituents that make that chemical less difficult to digest or less difficult to absorb. And so there's something to be said for whole plant chemistry. And that's kind of when I diverged from Western medicine into Eastern medicine, because I was fascinated by the way that Chinese medicine uses different herbal preparations. And then now, this is my main job, is trying to figure out how to pull out what we want in the case of THC, CBD, the either psychoactive or the pharmaceutically active constituents of this plant, but without making them problematic in terms of side effects. And so we're trying to preserve as much of the whole plant as possible while still keeping the good stuff.
That's awesome. And, you just kind of brought up kind of going into my next question, but, obviously you're a Chinese herbalist, right? And, you had a whole acupuncture and herbal medicine practice in Portland since, I think, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if that had anything to do with your famous Rescue Rub formula, because of just all of the herbal medicine and what you were doing around acupuncture. And I just wanted to know if there's a correlation there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I came up with that formula in, probably about 2011, because I wanted something. I'm very picky about topicals in general. And we did take topicals in school. And so I wanted to make my own topical to be used for arthritis or massage in my practice. And so I got this really, really old book that was, it was like a military manual for different topical preparations. So, and there were a lot of almost painfully specific recipes for things like trauma with sticks or trauma with swords. And so it was all meant to be topical applications after military training. And so there was one formula that I really liked that was the topical formula after blunt force trauma with sticks. And it had a lot of the herbs that I wanted to use for arthritis and pain and inflammation and bruising. And so I made a formula out of that. And that was originally called Burnside Bulb because my practice is on Burnside Street. And so that I was using, and it took a couple of years to get it honed in the way that I really liked. And then one of my colleagues asked me why I wasn't putting cannabis in it. And I confess it, I felt pretty stupid. Because it works way better now that it has cannabis in it. So that iteration was now Rescue Rub. So there's 12 Chinese herbs in it already. And then I added the cannabis, and that's the 13th magical herb that makes it Rescue Rub.
Wow. And, you know, I think just kind of going along the whole, you know, medical and also being a patient, you know, I was reading a whole bunch of stuff on you. Basically, you know, when you had launched Peak, you know, you essentially, you know, you've been having some medical issues with Crohn's disease, and, you know, you created basically a single strain chocolate, you know, for that. So I love talking to people who really kind of, one, start companies, you know, because of a mission of it might be, you know, medical, or they're trying to help other people. And, you know, would just love to hear from you a little bit more about that journey of, you know, one, your goal with launching the company, and also the mission of really helping with medical issues through cannabis.
Sure. Yeah. I started making chocolates in the late aughts, somewhere around 2008, I think. I got my card in 2005 and I started growing whatever I could get my hands on. It was a really small community at that point of medical card holders because there were only a handful of qualifying conditions, of which Crohn's disease is one. So I got tapped in with the other medical patients, and we started trading clones. And I discovered that Blue Magoo was really good for my symptoms, but Trainwreck was really not. In fact, it gives me panic attacks, and it made me nauseated. And so that's kind of the opposite of what I was going for. And so I was making chocolates with both, and because I wanted to have something that was a little bit more long lasting, and I'm not a huge fan of smoking. And so I discovered pretty early that there was a difference between each strain, even when you made it into an edible. And so I started sort of playing around with the genetics and what was more useful for me. And the more I explored, the more I discovered that there's a ton of different ways that each strain affects different people. And so when I moved to start Peak, we decided to put different strains into archetypes based on their effects, and then typically their effect on things like abdominal pain. And so the family of strains that I use for abdominal pain is the blue color, which most of them have blueberry genetics. Blueberry is a strain that was developed in Oregon. And there's a lot of different strains that have it as its parentage. And I've found it to be particularly useful for menstrual cramps, for abdominal pain, for nausea. And it tends to be a pretty lucid high so that it's functional, but you're still getting good pain relief. And so kind of from that point on, we branched out into this rainbow of archetypes. So for instance, our red color is a body buzz, but with racing thoughts, which is why it's red. I'm not fond of it. Trainwreck would be one of those. But we classify all of our strains into these different categories. So even if people aren't familiar with the name of the strain, they're often very ridiculous, that they'll still kind of know what they're getting in terms of effects and medicinal potential. What I wanted to do was for my own selfish benefit, and also for everyone else, for them to be able to control their experience, especially with edibles, because it's often such a wild card, both with dosage and with effects. Like, you don't know whether you're going to get a sativa or an indica, or, you know, you're going to be cleaning the house all day or fall asleep on the couch, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, for one, your co-founder's name is also Kate.
Yes.
So you're Katie, she's Kate?
Yep. Kate Black is her name, yes.
And so Kate has quite a bit of experience on the culinary side.
Yes, she does. She's been working. She's kind of a Jill of all trades as well. She's got a background in design and painting, interior design, and also in culinary stuff and operations.
You guys started, you know, the business in 2014, but like, well, for one, how did you guys meet and what made you guys start the company together?
We met as friends of friends in 2009, and I'd heard about her for a long time. People were like, oh, you're going to love Kate Black. And I did, you know, she's fantastic. And so we met in 2009, and we started dating in 2012. And so right around in 2014, we were like, you know, we have a lot of skills and we've always made a really good team, in terms of work. And we just finished remodeling a house together. And so we were like, you know, this would be kind of silly not to at least try. And at the time we thought it was going to be like a 2-day a week thing. And it was going to be something I could do on the side while I was still running my practice. And of course it became much larger than either one of us expected. But it's been a really fun journey.
How fun. So I'm curious just to get a little bit of insight from at least the R&D side. So, you know, obviously with Kate being, you know, a culinary expert and you guys are, you know, doing a lot of edible work, you know, what does that process look like?
Well, it was pretty sloppy at the beginning. Tempering chocolate is hard. And it took years for us to get good at it, which I don't think is shocking for anyone who's ever tried to temper chocolate. We were tempering it by hand for a couple of years, and then we got a semi-automated machine. And now, of course, we use fully automated equipment, which is sublime. Because we use 70% couverture, it's very finicky, you know, and the difference in tap water temperature or ambient moisture can make a huge impact on our daily operations, which it's a fickle mistress, chocolate is. And so it's been a huge learning experience, with a lot of mistakes along the way.
I think just from a product perspective, I know that you guys have, you know, obviously multiple lines, but love to, for you to, you know, talk to the listeners right now and maybe some of your top selling products or your favorite products that you guys have at Peak.
Yeah, I think that it's a tie between our purple and our blue chocolate in terms of best sellers. The blue often is Blue Dream. We found a blueberry dominant pheno of Blue Dream, and that one is extremely popular. People get really freaked out if we don't have it. I've heard a lot of people talk about it as being really useful for abdominal and menstrual pain and also for PTSD, which I found very interesting. I've gotten maybe 15 or 20 emails about how useful it's been for PTSD. And then the purple one is for sleep. Mostly it's the sedating chocolate. So that one is a huge seller. And then Rescue Rub represents about 15% of our sales on the cannabis side. Right now it's 100% of our sales on the hemp side, because we have three different kinds of Rescue Rub that are for sale nationwide and some international locations. And so we've really pivoted to selling more topicals, which I like. I think I'm really fond of our Rescue Rub, and I love the stories that we hear about it. And it's just so neat and tidy. People are getting benefit from it, and it's relieving their pain, and I love hearing about it. So, and plus, of course, I'm obviously passionate about the product itself and how unique it is because of all the different Chinese herbs.
And I was just kind of perusing, you know, a couple of different things, but, you know, you guys have your, the Pure Peak CO2 oil has a lot of terpenes, and on a bunch of previous shows, we really started going deep into terpenes and flavors and flavonoids and all of that good stuff. And I just thought it might be good to get a soundbite from you as far as talking about the benefits of both terpenes and flavonoids.
Absolutely. So it goes back to what I was talking about, the EGCG versus green tea. You know, there's at least 400 different psychoactive chemicals in cannabis that we've been able to identify so far. And that's what makes the difference between Blue Dream and Hindu Kush and all that, is the flavonoids, the terpenes, you know, the other different constituents that we've yet to identify. And so our process is unique. It's something that took me years to come up with and to adjust the parameters so that we can retain 95% plus of the present terpenes. And so that's what makes our company unique, is that we have control. We take the material, we process the material ourselves in-house, and then we use the extracts. We don't use anyone else's extracts. And so we have control, and we are very meticulous about preserving everything we can about the original flower. We get access to amazing plant material. And so I want to honor that. The farmers work very hard to create this beautiful product, and I want to preserve that all the way to the finished product that the consumers get their hands on.
Now, is that what you refer to as Terplock?
Yeah. Yeah. So Terplock is our process, which is a combination of extraction parameters and material handling practices, and then extract handling practices in terms of when we infuse and homogenize our final product. It's kind of the global process of going from plant material to consumer packaged goods.
Cool. And so anything coming down the pike going into the second half of 2020 or, you know, next year into 2021, like any ideas around expansion or where you guys are going to go on to next, or maybe a new product line?
Yeah, we're looking to expand all of our current offerings on the cannabis side into the hemp side. So soon we're going to have strain-specific chocolates for sale on our hemp website, which is super exciting. And then we have a lotion, and we're looking at producing a lube specifically for pelvic pain and suppositories. There's a lot of stuff on the women's health aspect that we have in development that I'm really excited about.
A lot of advancement happening across the board. And I think, you know, one thing that we've really talked about in the last 2 months is, you know, over and over again, the fact that cannabis is, you know, deemed essential. We're getting more and more people that are kind of looking at it now, going not just from a, you know, recreational perspective, but true medicinal across the board, where people, you know, might not have had the thought process of trying something for pains and aches. And now they're like, hey, actually, I've been hearing really good things. I want to try it. So I think that's definitely a really good focus for you guys too, as more and more people are starting to expand the use cases of cannabis in a really good way.
Absolutely. And there's so much data that when you legalize cannabis, opiate overdoses diminish. And so I just think it's really important that we educate people about the potential use of cannabis as an analgesic, because it's, you know, not to say that it's 100% safe in every circumstance, but in comparison to opiates, you know, there's no risk of overdose. There's no risk of respiratory depression. It's apples to oranges. And given how many deaths are associated with opiate overdose every year, I think it's really important that we start using other modalities to help people with their pain.
Totally. I feel like the topicals, especially, you know, I've used them quite a bit most recently, just because I've been doing so much yard work this spring. And I've been using, like, you know, a THC rub, and it really works, like, in such a great way. So I feel like as more and more people start to use those extracts in, you know, actual rubs and creams, they're going to be like, oh my God, what did I do before this? You know?
It's mind-boggling. I mean, we used it for that purpose for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and then it's been denied us for 80 years. And from a pharmacological perspective, there's just not a lot of good analgesics out there.
No.
Cannabis is one of them. It's crazy that we haven't been using it, because, you know, most other things that we use for analgesia, like the NSAIDs or the, you know, aspirin or something like that, they have a lot of other accessory side effects, and they're not analgesics, they're anti-inflammatories. And so to have something that actually works on your pain receptors and kills the pain and also works as an anti-inflammatory I can't emphasize it enough. It's an amazing tool to have, especially for topical use.
Totally. Well, listen, it was great to hear more about what you guys are doing at Peak, and I love the fact that you come from science background, because it really adds a lot of credibility for what you guys are doing. And I talked to so many different founders who come from so many different backgrounds. And I feel like you're the first scientist. So, you know, it was great to talk to you about that. You know, if you've listened to the show before, we always kind of do the first half really, you know, talking about business and what you're up to and all that fun stuff. And then we kind of end it with some quick fire questions for you, which are really easy. You ready, Katie?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
The last song that you downloaded?
Jason by Perfume Genius.
Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Mine too. How long does it take you to get ready?
Like 2 minutes.
Me too. Actually, less than 2 minutes. My routine lately has been rolling from bed straight to my office.
It's more of like, which sweatpants do I pick?
Exactly. I'm just happy if I take a shower by the end of the day, okay? Here's a question for you. Why can't we tickle ourselves? You're a scientist.
Oh, I think that, like a good joke, the magic is in the surprise.
Mm.
If you know it's coming, then it's not a surprise and it's not unexpected.
Yeah. I try it all the time. I'm like, try to tickle myself. Doesn't happen. Name one of the seven dwarfs.
Grumpy.
How often is it healthy to cry?
Well, that one's a tough one for me. I think based on circumstances during COVID, I think every day is totally healthy.
Right. I was on the verge of that so many times in the beginning when all this was going down.
Yeah.
I think it's hardened me now, though. Favorite food?
Chocolate.
Okay, let's take it one step further. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Oh, no question. Dark.
When was the last time you stayed up past 4 in the morning?
It was a few months ago. I stayed up for the sunrise.
Okay, and final question. What is the most boring thing, in your opinion?
Not just watching golf can be boring.
I yes, think it can be
boring. Listening to very particular commentators talk about old golf is the most boring thing ever.
Very interesting. All right, Katie. Well, listen, it was great to learn more about what you guys are doing, and great quick fire questions. And I hope it warms up for you guys in Oregon too. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.